For most mariners, Gastineau Channel is a cul-de-sac. Vessels coming into Juneau almost always have to exit the way they came in. The Juneau-Douglas Bridge isn't the issue. It's just too shallow for most boats, except small craft running at high tide. I'm Jacob Resnick. This is Curious Juneau. A pair of listeners recently wrote to Curious Juneau asking why Gastineau Channel is a dead end for shipping.
My name is Joanne Flora. I live in Juneau since 2013, out in the Mendenhall Valley. We've got a canal, our channel, and it goes up toward other communities, but people who use that can't go through it. They come into Gastineau Channel and they have to turn around and go back and come around Douglas Island, and it just seems to me like a tremendous waste of time and fuel if there was a way to get there directly.
I'm Sharon Van Valen. I live in Douglas. I've lived in Alaska about 53 years all over because I was a bush teacher. I'm curious about the Gastineau Channel. I know when I first came to Alaska in 1964, it seemed like it was a little bit deeper with more going on.
It probably was deeper back then since it had been recently dredged. Julie Anderson is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Chief of Operations for Alaska.
It was dredged initially in 1959 and 60, but by 1962 there was already enough shoaling issues to limit the ability of vessels to use the channel.
Shoaling is the natural process of sediment filling the channel over time.
The side slopes are very unstable, so the material just is slumping in and filling it back in.
A process called isostatic rebound, caused by the retreating glaciers, is also causing the land to rise. But the Corps says it's the instability of the side slopes that's the issue. In 1977, engineers proposed constructing a continuous dike to stabilize the channel's side slopes, but that plan was written off as too costly. In 2000, the Corps looked at it again. Cost estimates ran at about $16 million to build the dike and around $2 million a year for maintenance and dredging.
It's not cost effective. It fills in, faster than we can clean it out.
But dredging Gastineau Channel still had one true believer, Governor Frank Murkowski. In 2006, he secured several million dollars from the legislature to try and resume dredging.
There's an open question on whether it was really a serious proposal or whether Governor Murkowski had an epiphany that we should open up channels when he was sitting on his boat.
That's Juneau attorney Joe Geldhoff. He's a past president of a citizens group that advises fish and game on the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge. Any dredging project would run straight through this protected area.
The trouble is, when you're the governor, some people pay attention to notions and whims, and I think that's what really happened. Some of the staff in the governor's office overreacted to what was really a goofball idea.
I reached out to Jim Clark, who was Governor Murkowski's chief of staff. He said the governor supported dredging, but the large expense and lack of support from the Army Corps of Engineers made attracting federal dollars difficult, so it never went anywhere, which is what dredging critic Joe Geldhoff recalls.
It cratered. Like a lot of peculiar ideas that float around the political sphere, it just died a quiet death.
These facts in hand, I circle back to our Curious Juneau question askers, Joanne Flora and Sharon Van Valen, to share what we've learned.
Well, I'm not surprised. It makes sense to me, but I was just curious if anybody had taken a serious look at it.
I didn't have an opinion on whether there should be dredging or not. I was just curious, and I really appreciate you looking into it and giving all of this information about it.
Here's an historical footnote. About $3 million of the unspent dredging money secured by Governor Murkowski was never returned to state coffers. More than a decade later, the city and borough of Juneau is using those funds to build a gravel road on the western part of Douglas Island. Work is just now wrapping up this summer. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick. Do you have a question for Curious Juneau? Go to our website to submit your question at ktoo.org/curious.